This is KUT. A month ago, President Donald Trump signed a measure that would allow state and local governments to deny federal funds to family planning clinics that also provide abortions. In other words, the administration opened the door for states to withhold federal money from Planned Parenthood. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, Texas may be the first state to test that out.
Texas health officials are asking the feds to approve another Medicaid waiver. That's basically just asking for a pot of money that doesn't come through the traditional Medicaid program and with the traditional requirements for spending it. This money would help pay for the state's family planning and women's health program known as Healthy Texas Women. Michael Gossamy is with the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. He says this would open the door to federal money for the state-funded program.
The waiver is sort of a mechanism to have this program be recognized and draw down federal funds for it.
There's a huge caveat to all of this, though. The state program explicitly excludes clinics that also provide abortions, in other words, Planned Parenthood. And that exclusion runs afoul of federal law. And if states ask for federal money, they typically have to follow federal laws. Here's Stacey Pogue with the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities pointing this out to an advisory council within the commission on Monday.
Waiving freedom of choice is inconsistent with federal law. So we have a concern that submitting the waiver as is would invite litigation.
Pogue is warning that if this program doesn't allow patients to go to their provider of choice, even if it's Planned Parenthood, it could land the state in court again. And if that happens, that legal battle will be yet another test of federal law when it comes to access to health care for women. And Texas will be in the center of that again, too. Yvonne Gutierrez is the executive director of Planned Parenthood Texas Votes, which is the group's political arm. She says a lawsuit is definitely possible.
Well, I think it's probably something a number of organizations, national organizations, are considering because this could have ramifications nationally if a waiver from a state is accepted that essentially excludes providers, then that puts a target really on the freedom of choice provision that exists and essentially on the Social Security Act, which includes the freedom of choice provision. So this is much larger and broader than Texas.
And Gutierrez says this isn't just a test of old federal laws either. It would also test the new measure signed last month by President Trump.
You know, the Obama administration was very clear with the state of Texas that they could not do anything that would impact the freedom of choice provision or the Social Security Act. And so the state is now testing the current administration to see if they will be able to get away with it.
There's now a 30-day public comment period on this waiver application that started last Friday. The commission will also hold one other public meeting on this on June 9th in Lubbock. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.